What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. Helping you set your lineups for Fantasy Week 15 right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to the show, Adam Azer and Heath Cummings. A pretty normal week, Heath. I don't even see a reason to do a show today.
Yeah, there's nothing. Well, the nice thing is that all of the concerns and questions that people have, we can very easily answer those with facts and stats, and so we don't have to do any guessing. I appreciate that.
Well, we could do a continuous show for the next 48 hours, basically. Maybe that will help. We do have a couple of Monday games, a couple of Tuesday games, and a whole bunch of them on Sunday. So let's start with just overall players that are playing on Monday that got moved to Monday or Tuesday. You know, Tyler Lockett, a lot of Tyler Lockett questions and Terry McLaurin and things like that. You know, what's your overall advice?
It really depends on if there's any question about them. Like, I'm not changing my evaluation of Cooper Kupp based on this, and he plays on Tuesday. But Tyler Lockett, Terry McLaurin, the Eagles running backs, KJ Osborne even, and that's not even a game that got moved, but it's a game that's on Monday. We don't know for sure if Thielen's coming back. That's kind of the tiebreaker for me, and it's a double-edged tiebreaker. Like, if I have somebody on my bench who I could replace them with, I still don't really want to wait, but I might. But if you don't have anybody on your bench who you can replace them with, then you might have to move guys down quite a bit if there's any question at all as to their availability.
Lockett is really the most interesting one. Looks like McLaurin's going to play. I don't know how much you want to start him anyway. We'll get to that. But Lockett, I think you have to probably just – you have to approach it on Sunday as of right now, 8 a.m. Eastern, that he's not playing. I mean, he's on the COVID list right now. You can't just, oh, he'll be back, right? Obviously, I don't think anyone's going to approach it like that. But then I've gotten some questions. Hey, I can pick up Freddie Swain. Should I do that or should I start someone on Sunday? You know, what would your advice be?
If the option's Freddie Swain, then I'm going to go ahead and start somebody on Sunday.
Well, you know, it's Swain or Lockett.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if that's your fallback plan. Right. Now, I think you could have a situation where you could have Tyler Lockett in the flex and somebody like Miles Sanders is your fallback plan. And then you feel a little bit different about it.
Now, I was under the impression that the Eagles running backs were good to go. I thought that's what they had said, Sanders and Howard.
So they are good to go, but we have, like, I wouldn't be surprised if we get some type of information closer to Tuesday as to, like, they can't even keep all their running backs active now that they have them all healthy, I don't think.
Right, but if you
and
have Miles
Sanders, Jordan Howard's going to be back.
If you have Miles Sanders on here on Sunday, are you confidently starting him in a Tuesday game?
He's a low-end number two running back, and if I had a choice between Miles Sanders and someone who was ranked within two or three spots of him, I would start the person within two or three spots of him.
Okay, though, a little bit of... how about Terry McLaurin, by the way, before we move on?
Kind of how I feel about Miles Sanders, only slightly worse.
How about Beckham and Van Jefferson now?
I would start Beckham over McLaurin. I'm less excited about Van Jefferson. He's a mid-range number three running back. I'd probably, if you're talking about the wide receivers on that range, I would go Beckham, McLaurin, Jefferson.
And what about the Rams running backs now that Henderson is off the COVID list?
Again, another situation where I think it's possible that we hear more as we get closer to the game about, like, Daryl Henderson will retain his previous role. Sony Michel is now the lead back for the Rams. We've got nothing on that. And I think the bad part is they've not really shared this year. So the guy who isn't the guy might not touch the ball or might touch the ball three times.
Right.
I'm trying to avoid Daryl Henderson and Sony Michel. I've been a little bit skeptical of the Packers running backs, Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. I would start both of them over the Rams running backs. I would start Ezekiel Elliott over the Rams running backs.
Which, for wherever it's worth, which running back do you have ranked higher, Michelle or Henderson?
I have Michelle ranked higher.
All right, let's talk about the Arizona running backs. Chase Edmonds back this week. They're facing Detroit. It's an amazing matchup for running backs. Did you move Connor down at all? And do you think Edmonds is startable? Would you start Edmonds over Miles Sanders or Daryl Henderson, Sony Michel?
I really don't want to. Just because I don't know how many touches. Like, I've been pretty skeptical or concerned about running backs coming back from a long absence as it is. Edmonds is coming back from a long absence, and if he gets 60% of his prior workload, that might be like five touches.
Yeah.
So as good as James Conner has been in the passing game, and he's been legitimately great there, I am mostly just viewing Conner as a low-end number one running back that I'm starting in all situations, and I'm going to wait a week and see it with Edmonds. He's a flex for me.
Baltimore passing game. Marquise Brown is expected to play, but we don't know about Lamar Jackson. So start or sit Marquise Brown.
High-end number three wide receiver. If we find out that Jackson is playing, because we should know that before the game, then I feel a little bit better about him. If we find out Jackson is out, then I think Brown falls into that Van Jefferson, Chase Claypool type range where it's a low-end boom-bust number three wide receiver.
I'm going to read some questions here from the chat. Beckham or Gabriel Davis?
Beckham.
Beckham or Amon-Ra St. Brown?
I would go Amon-Ra in full PPR, Beckham, and anything else.
Saquon Barkley, Miles Gaskin, Van Jefferson in PPR. Who do you go with?
I would go with Saquon.
Miles Gaskin or Devontae Parker?
I would go with Parker.
I have Aaron Jones, Daryl Henderson, and Sony Michel, Josh Jacobs, and Miles Sanders. How would you rank those five?
Jacobs, Sanders, Jones, Michelle, Henderson.
Sanders over Jones. Interesting.
I'm scared of those Packers running backs.
Okay. All right. And one more. Devontae Parker or Marquise Brown?
Parker.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. Good luck today. We'll talk to you tonight at about 8:10 p.m. Eastern time to break down the four or five games that might get played today. We shall see. For Heath Cummings, I'm Adam Azer. And let's go get a win here in Week 15.